This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2237. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 4th, Alaska, Bahrain, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Egypt, Finland, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Ireland, Israel, Japan, Korea, North and South, Maldives, Mali, Mongolia, Myanmar, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Romania, Spain, Taiwan, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vatican, Yemen, SWL Fest, 6 Meter DX, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I'm recording 4 days before the great total solar eclipse of April 8th. Via the technical column of IRCA DX Monitor, we have some detailed advice about how to go about medium wave DXing during the eclipse. That is when there will be brief periods of nighttime-like reception in the daytime. There's a great deal of info if you check this website of William Scott WE7W. It's radio-timetraveler.blogspot.com. Time Traveler is one word with a double L. Briefly, there are three promising DX scenarios. If you live within or very near the path of totality, first listen to your southwest, along the path where totality is approaching. Darkness will already have happened in that direction, and a certain amount of residual deionization of the ionosphere will still remain. After totality passes your location, swing your attention to the northeast. Scenario 2. For those living within about 800 kilometers or 500 miles from the path of totality, best chance would be a perpendicular path across the totality path to a point roughly equidistant on the other side. It puts the signal reflection point right at the center of the totality, or the deepest point of darkness. If you're more than 800 kilometers from totality, the best chance would be along a line from your receiving site to a perpendicular intersection to the totality path. That would define the greatest shaded path. Timing, of course, is very essential. There'll be all kinds of publicity about this before and during the eclipse all over the media. Via Alokesh Gupta, we have the A24 schedule for KNLS Alaska in English, 1 hour each, as they had planned it by January 20th anyway. All of these are 1 hour each, due west 270 degrees from Anchor Point. However, directly off the back covers right across the eastern 48. At 08 UT, 9695. At 10, 9580. At 12, 9795 and 7355. And at 14, 9580. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online reports that Radio Bahrain's general program has returned to medium wave. It had been listed as inactive at the MW list, but was heard at 1745 UT, 3 April, on 801 kHz, parallel to their online stream of 102.3. Reception via the Qatar Web SDR was weak, with co-channel interference, so the transmitter may be working at somewhat less than the listed 5 kilowatts. And he also heard it the following morning at 0630, with much better reception, but clear of interference. It's Radio Bahrain in the Persian Gulf, which of course is not on shortwave. Ron Howard forwards a post from HF Underground about Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, being heard on 6135 by someone in Pennsylvania. This was at 0200 UT, March 31st. He said strong copy in Spanish, S9. I wonder if the following item could be related, also alphabetically. It's from Micah Biervert, who has moved from Germany to Birmingham, Alabama. On a Brazilian remote, he was hearing an NID station with old-time classics, Glenn Miller style. Non-stop music on 6135, from 0127 UT, and still going at 0300, April 1st. HF Underground had listed a Brazilian pirate called Radio Scala on that frequency, S-C-A-L-L-A. Furthermore, he says the Brazilian station Voz Missionaria is producing spurs from 5940 on 5844 and 6036.3, scratchy modulation. This is via the remote receiver near São Paulo, but it was also making it as far away as Iceland. Milan DX Times has an article from Agência Brasil about Parque do Radiador, shortwave transmission complex of Rádio Nacional da Amazônia, celebrating 50 years in March. It is in a rural area on the outskirts of Brasilia, the largest radio transmission complex in the country, including shortwave of RNA. It opened on March 11, 1974, the most powerful radio station in the history of Brazil. Of course, we're referring to shortwave on approximately 6180 and 11780. From the Arctic Radio Club via IRCA, latest info from Anatel, Ministry of Communications in Brazil, says that as of 21 September 2023, 1,133 AM stations had received permission to move to FM. At that time, there were 324 requests and 57 in the approval phase. Ministry of Communications warned that radio stations that have not yet made the request to adapt the grant, the deadline would end on 31 December 2023. As we mentioned before, some stations are reactivating shortwave in order to qualify to move to FM. The following could be one of them. There's hardly any activity left worldwide on the 120-meter tropical broadcast band. But here's one from Sergio Doria Partamian in São Paulo, Brazil. Rádio Educadora in Limeira, São Paulo on 2380 was heard from midnight 49 to 01 UT on 4 April with a football game. Fair signal with low audio and lots of static. It had been off the air for more than a decade, and it's unknown whether it will continue. Canada non, Tony Pavic says his show Pop Shop Radio has been added to shortwave gold in Europe from Germany on 3975 and 6160, Sunday at 19 UST starting March 31st, in addition to other transmissions on Channel 292, 16 UT Wednesday and 21 UT Saturday on 3955 and 9670. Also on WRMI at 01 UT Mondays 5950. I heard Chinese music on 11760, April 2nd at 2225. No, that's not a relay by Radio Havana, Cuba, which does that for the Portuguese service of China an hour later after 23 UT on 13650. No, this time, 11760 is actually transmitted from China as Cuba is missing. Xi'an toward Europe, that hour in Portuguese, always filled by nothing but music. In Australian DX News, Jace Gilbert in Victoria reports, Radio Havana, Cuba in French on 11880, March 27th at 2119 to 2139. That's a new frequency, or rather a reactivation from long ago. I recall it was once used for English at 22 or 23 UT. April 2nd at 2227, I had a good signal in English and good modulation on 9440. Could it be Cairo? Oh, of course not. Now scheduled this hour is BBC World Service via Philippines. 200 degrees, but still with a good signal back this way. If Cairo ever does try to reactivate its English SVR from 2115, it will have a problem on 9440. Cairo already has a collision elsewhere, as reported by Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight. When it's actually on the air, the Turkish service at 1719 UT on 9900 clashes with Adventist World Radio Guam in Korean during the second hour 18 to 19. However, HFCC shows that's supposed to be only at 20 UT until 22. He says so far in A24, Cairo is only heard on one transmitter, although they had switched between at least two of their aging senders, one with low modulation and slight distortion, the other with good modulation level but severe distortion. Besides Turkish, also observed are Russian at 19 to 20 on 9890 and French at 20 to 2115 on 9810. Scandinavian Weekend Radio, a low-power station in Finland, is usually on the air once a month on the first Saturday, starting the previous Friday at UT 21 hours. Via Manuel Mendeth, we have their schedule for April 5th into 6th, from 21 until 09 UT on 6170 and 11690. From 09 until 12, 6170 and 11720. From 12 until 16, 5980 and 11690. And from 16 until 21 UT, 6170 and 11690. Beware of co-channel interference, and SWR may be slightly off frequency. Texas Radio Shortwave, returning to our pirate roots. However, they're adding a transmission via a non-pirate station, Channel 292 in Germany, monthly on the first Sunday, such as April 7th, at 11 UT on 6070, and at 17 on 3955. April and May offerings feature music from Texas's iconic dance halls. There will be shows that have not aired previously in Europe. Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports about All India Radio, or rather, Akashvani. Off frequency, 9874.82. March 21st at 11:55 in English, a phone interview, and back into Tibetan at 12:04. English again at 12:15 with sports results, and then went off the air at 12:16. That's a new frequency anyway, for the New Delhi transmitter. Signed on again at 12:29 with a spasm of English, before the official Baluchi service to Pakistan at 12:30. Also a new frequency. And Rob Wagner also reports the Bengaluru transmitter of Akashvani on 15280. March 19th at 04:32, an unscheduled English interview about elections instead of Farsi to Iran. The studio interviewer could be understood, despite only average audio quality, but the interviewee's audio was just horrible and unintelligible. And back into Farsi programming and music at 05:47 with a strong signal. I suspect that actually covered only a 15-minute period, so one of those times would be incorrect. On Silomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard monitoring, RRI, Nabire, Indonesia, 7289.93. They were not on the air when checked April 3rd after 0810, but he did hear them April 4th from 0810 tuned in till tuned out at 0935. Reception slowly improving. Starting with a special Ramadan segment at 0810 to 855. And more Islamic stuff until 0910, switching over to easy listening songs. Harold Sellers in BC reports hearing an English broadcast from Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, IRIB, using a remote in Germany, fair signal on 9830 at 2013 UT April 4th. The English hour is scheduled to start at 1920. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online has also been monitoring Iran. He says their Hebrew service signed on 15430 at 11:50 UT April 4th, no longer identifying as Kol David, or Voice of David, but simply Kol Iran, Voice of Iran. There are also other languages on two other frequencies, bringing a total of three shortwave transmitters on air together, which seems to be their maximum nowadays. In both Irelands, there are a huge number of church services on the Citizens Band, 27 MHz and beyond, all the way up to 28 MHz. Not all, but mostly, of course, on Sunday mornings, when DXing them in the Americas would be very unlikely. But there is an extensive list of these provided by Patrick Robich in Austria. My frequency, if you want to consult it, via ADX, it's at udxf.nl. Look for the WPAS list. That is the Parish Radio Frequency List from jns.org via Richard Langley. Knesset passes a law to shutter Al Jazeera's Israel Bureau. It voted 71-10 to pass a law allowing the closure of Al Jazeera's Israel Bureau. The communications minister, Shlomo Kari, said, "There will be no freedom of speech for Hamas mouthpieces in Israel." Harold Sellers reports that Japan and China are both using 11815 for English at 1400. A mess here in British Columbia, both putting in equally strong signals. Of course, 11815 is a long-time traditional Radio Japan frequency, and I'm sure China would have many other options. Ron Howard reports that Free North Korea Radio had an unusual English segment on April 1st, which was their 18th anniversary. Their schedule is 13 to 14 UT on 11510 and 20 to 21 on 7630. And he heard them the next day, April 2nd, starting at 1300 with that English segment, actually on 11509.96. Transmitter sites for this believed to be Uzbekistan. Ron Howard also reports good frequency assignments for April by Shokaze from Japan about North Korean abductions at 13 UT, 6040 and 6070, both of them clear frequencies. Normally there's English only on Wednesdays. Harold Sellers observes that KBS World Radio South Korea has replaced Deutsche Welle in English on the WRMI relay at 02 UT on 5800. I point out that's because of British summertime, WRN moving its programming 1 hour earlier. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2237. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Michael Rosenbaum, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. March 31st at 1520, I found no signal on 11620 from the Maldives service of Voice of Martyrs Korea. It had been extremely reliable from a secret site. Allegedly Uzbekistan, but that is unbelievable due to propagation and frequency accuracy reasons. I asked them if they had changed frequency, but the whole thing had come to an end. Ron Howard found all about it from their website in Korean, translated. We broadcasted the gospel into the Maldives for 731 days straight. Once our broadcast ends on March 31st, 2024. Of course, that means exactly 2 years. They faced many obstacles, including almost stopping the project before it started. The Maldives government thwarted the use of a medium wave signal. The Maldives increased their internet censorship and surveillance towards Christian material. Our Maldivian radio announcers became worried about the recording their voices for use on the broadcast and declined to record. Audio Bible content in the Dvihi language, which was originally promised, was found to be not yet approved for radio broadcast, and additional Christian content in Dvihi was hacked and deleted by the government. Our original radio partners decided that they could not offer any additional help or assistance in the project. They felt they had to keep the transmitter site secret. Now that they have nothing to lose, I hope they'll come forward and tell us where it really came from. My continuing attempts to hear ORTM Mali around 0630 UT on 5995. March 28th, only that noise blob. March 30th, no signal at all. And March 31st, the noise blob again. Wolfgang Büschel monitors the always off-frequency Voice of Mongolia. Found on 12084.876, give or take a hertz. March 19th at 1045 in Japanese. March 26th at 1420 in Chinese. Both times, as he describes it, 100 and 200 hertz main power buzz audio tone strings visible on Perseus screen. Using remote receivers, Wolfgang Büschel found Myanmar on 5914.978, give or take a hertz, around 2309 UT and midnight 28 March 22nd. The Manuel Mendes frequency plans for the low-power Netherlands station Radio Delta in A24. Not using 6110 because of poor reception on Sundays, but will return in the winter. During the day and evening, tune in to 9525 or 9530 on Sundays. On Saturdays, on familiar frequencies, 12030 and 12065. Check radiodelta.am. In New Zealand, DX Times, Radio Casanova in the Netherlands says the power is 450 watts, an inverted V antenna, 12 meters high, from Winterstrack in the Netherlands. Occasionally heard in New Zealand on 6060 after 07 UT. Big news from Stillwater, Oklahoma. After an absence of more than 4 months, I finally heard again the ND beacon on 255 kHz SW, April 2nd at 0705. Yeah, Alan Rowe, here's the A24 English schedule from Radio Romania International. Broadcasts on the hour last 1 hour, on the half hour last half an hour. Midnight UT, 11620. At 03, 9740. 5:30, 11960 and 21550. At 11, 17630 and 17670. At 20:30, 13650 and 11975. At 22, 11800 and 9790. Those are all in AM, and the two others in DRM. At 03, 15330 and at 17 13750. The frequencies for North America are 11620, 9740, and 13650. Aimed at Western Europe also reaches North America. 11960, 17630, 13750, 11975, and 11800. Bain had trouble getting its North American frequency going for the A24 season, but was finally running by Wednesday, April 3rd, for the English broadcast at 22 UT on 17855. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. If it's off again, try 15520 off the back to the Middle East. the only English broadcast at Radio Taiwan International is at 16 UT on 9405. On April 3rd, there was nothing at all about the earthquake, which had occurred previously. Finally, on April 4th, they did have it in the news on 9405. Good reception, at least, into Europe. Something's always erroneous, said Emmerler. David Ross in Ontario had a loud signal on 9777, March 31st from 0520 until off at 0600. McDomage in Alberta was also hearing it, said it sounded like Turkey. And indeed, the voice of Turkey is scheduled in Turkish at 04 to 06 UT on 9770. Meanwhile, we have generally good reception for the English to North America at 22 UT on 11785. And still making some of the same mistakes, such as April 3rd staying on past 23 UT for 11 minutes of German. Alexander Myotlikov in Dnipro, Ukraine provides us the complete RUI A24 schedule. A brief newscast in various languages, nothing on shortwave, some of it online only, but also on 1386 kilohertz, 75 kilowatts via Lithuania. Radio Baltic Waves International with Radio Ukraine International between 2100 and 0330 UT daily. It's a relay of Ukrainian radio's first channel in Ukrainian, except for some foreign languages, including English, Saturdays only between 2128 and 2144 UT. You can hear it via remotes in Europe. Serena Kyle, the radio kid and enthusiast of long wave, suggests that BBC, if it doesn't want to keep running Radio 4 on 198 kHz, should sell the frequency to some other broadcaster. Ricky Leong in Calgary says, reductions in BBC World Service shortwave to Southern Africa are especially bewildering, given the energy crisis in South Africa, which has led to prolonged power cuts. Tony Pavick replies, BBC stopped thinking a long time ago. They spoke about cuts to internet service in Iran and penalties for having satellite dishes. So what do? Cut Persian from shortwave and push it all out by satellite and on the web. Shortwave is the only reliable source of news and information in the digital world and remains the one that is most easily accessible. If you can listen to BBC between 06 and 07 UT, I've been getting good reception from the Ascension relay frequencies now in force, 9915 and 9410 off the back. In the British CX Club, Carl Zuck in the U.S. says, my brother-in-law was driving the 99 past Bakersfield a couple of days ago and noticed that the Voice of America enormous antenna farm just off to the west near Delano, California, had disappeared from sight. The plans for demolition were finalized in late August 2023. Mike Cooper refers us to an op-ed in the Washington Post of April 2nd or 3rd, How to Start Winning the Information War. It's by the late Joe Lieberman and Gordon J. Humphrey. In addition to all the times I mentioned last week, two more World of Radio airings on shortwave Gold Radio Germany. Friday at 2230 UT and Tuesday at 2330 on 3975. However, it seems that two of our times have disappeared from WRMI. UT Tuesday at 0330 on 7780 and Wednesday at 14 on 9955. Bill Telford forwards a story from the Chicago Tribune of April 3rd about WBEZ, Chicago's flagship public radio station, but has announced layoffs and ending the Vocalo radio broadcast. John Filiozzi replies, there is no justification for a non-profit public service, largely listener-supported radio or TV station, to pay that kind of money for a CEO or GM, especially when that CEO is laying off talent that makes about a tenth of what he or she is being rewarded. A continued practice like that won't end well. Michael, 2E0IHW, says, even Vatican Radio has gone populist, whatever that means. Many years ago, I used to listen to outstanding philosophical and theological broadcasts on shortwave. All gone now. Kai Lusvik in Germany replies, that's because Vatican Radio no longer exists. It has been replaced by what they now call the Dicastery for Communication. And when they say communication, they mean PR operations. Promoting the Pope is the top priority. At times they execute it with brains switched off. It's remarkable that the Pope appears to be aware of the problems. Now from BCDX, here's the English schedule for Vatican Radio, or whatever it is. At 20 to 2030 UT, 9705 and 11870. 1630 to 17, on 13830 via Madagascar, and 15565. at 07 to 09:30, 17540. These are all shown as 7 days a week. That horrible noise on 11935 went on for a couple of weeks, but was finally replaced by Arabic modulation. April 2nd at 1913, S6 to S8 into the Dutch receiver. And at 1916, I heard an ID in Arabic as Republic of Yemen Radio, and a militaristic song. So that confirms what I've been following around from 11860 to 11820 to 11915 to 11935 via Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I kept listening continuously. There was lots of good music and no transmission breaks. But at 2030, it was edged by interference from 11940, China, Bulgarian. Richard Cuff and John Filiozzi, co-Festmeisters, say registration for the 2024 Winter SWL Fest is now available. It's May 10th and 11th. The fest will be a combination in-person and Zoom event at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, just north of Philadelphia. The block of rooms are set aside at a special rate, available only until April 18th. In-person registration is limited to 65 participants. There's no limit to the number of Zoom participants. Start your process at www.swlfest.com. In Medium Wave News, Steve Witt writes, batteries, size matters. Many portable radios now use lithium-ion batteries for internal power rather than traditional AA alkaline or zinc carbons. The AA was tightly specified dimensionally. Some lithium-ion batteries have been developed to be physical and electrical substitutes for AAs, but much electronics now relies on the native voltage of a lithium-ion battery of 3.7 volts. One does not want to put a 3.7 volt battery in a holder expecting a sesquivalent traditional AA. Probably the most popular lithium-ion battery, certainly for radios, is the 18650. Jay Allen points out, yes, you need the button top, and also be aware that these batteries come in at least three different sizes. Only the shorter ones, possibly meaning unprotected, fit the XH Data and Kudosin radios. Vape shops also sell these. Just check the size. John Lutz, N9JL, writes me about his long-haul DX on the 6-meter ham band, using only 100 watts and a modest antenna, a homebrew dipole at 10 feet. The afternoon of March 16th, there was a strong opening to northern South America. Around 1830 UT began receiving Ecuador stations. Almost certainly single hop F2. 8 days later, on March 24th, another strong opening, getting the Galapagos Islands. Also heard Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, and Chile. And in 1953, started hearing VP8WA in the Falkland Islands. Called him, but could not make contact. And he was coming in stronger than most of the other stations. Consensus of experts on VHF propagation was it was the impact of a coronal mass ejection at 1437 GMT, causing an extremely strong G4-level geomagnetic storm, which drove the planetary K-index to 8, the highest it had been since September 2017. Propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field unsettled to active, with A and K indices peaking at 12 and 4, April 3rd to 5th, 10 and 3 on April 20th and 27th. Otherwise, only 8 and 3 or 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 125 April 3rd to a peak of 170 April 19th to 24th. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2237 with a standard disclaimer.